Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Joe Biden backs park rangers who are stopping World War II vets. They've got extra security and forces building big wire barricades to keep the enemy out. Even when the park doesn't own or control an area, they're shutting them down to teach the slaves. And what are we, 3-4 days now into the government shutdown? I'll be here this Sunday, 4 to 6 p.m. live, covering all this. Mark Dice is going to be joining us. A media activist and just a big booster of the show over the years. He's going to be joining. I'm being sarcastic. Mark's been critical of us before. I don't even care. That's so liberating. The point is, he does a lot of great work out there on the streets showing the zombies. And so we're going to have him joining us coming up in the next segment. By the way, I do have an announcement. My main focus is getting InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com updated and redesigned. I have not suspended, but I have slow-trained the Obama deception, too, because I've been up here till 9 or 10 at night, 11, 12, midnight sometimes, and it's burning me out, and I could put the film out and have it ready December 1st and make more money, obviously, people buying it as a present, but that's not my main goal. I can put it out in, say, February or March, and really hype it up more, and when I put it out on PrisonPlanet.tv, and then it'll go on YouTube for free, more people will see it if I can build it up and hype it. My goal is for it to be seen and fight tyranny. That's what I'm looking for. The money is just fuel, literally, like in a rocket system that I'm launching at the enemy. In my hierarchy of needs, waking people up and fighting tyranny is right at the top, and money is down at the foundational, but I spit on it. I don't worship it, is my point. Because all it is a symbol of energy that the globalists then control through fiat and get the whole world through it. And they worship it because it's the fraud that gives them the planet. And the love of it is the root of all evil. That's what gives them all this control. What I love is freedom and beauty and honor and strength and all the things that I aspire to support. That's what it comes down to. So, and I've also just really hammered the crew. I mean, they've been dedicated. Rob Jacobson, Darren McBreen, Rob Dude, mainly working on the film with me. And we could put it out. We could have it done in 2 weeks and sweeten it and do the mix and all the stuff on it. But, I mean, it's a good film. Probably the best I've ever made. But I want it to be really spectacular. So I don't know what I'm going to do with it. I'm going to just kind of work on it the next month and then look at it and then fiddle with it and then see what happens, too, because there's a bunch of big stuff's about to happen with economics. IMF and World Bank are saying get ready for total implosion, basically. And so I want to be able to, I mean, I already lay all this out in the film. So, I mean, the film's like 90% done right now. My point is that we will sell no wine until it's time. And my great frustration is always if we do the radio show, manage the crew, news division, writers, finances, while I try to make films, and I've made some pretty good films. Endgame's powerful, Terror Storm's powerful, Obama Deception's powerful, Fall of the Republic's powerful, Truth Rising, A Cinema Verite. I like it personally because it's not my classic type that I always kind of put out there like film books or something where I over-document everything. It's more of a cinema verite. But Obama Deception 2 will come out in February or March. Obama Deception in 2009 came out on March 15th. Well, the FBI showed up asking about it. They were here for another reason, a federal subpoena with a court case of somebody that threatened a cop on my website. And they did subpoena that, and they did arrest the guy. He's in prison right now. But while they were here and while they were calling me and calling my crew, they want to know about Obama Deception 2 and when that was coming out. So I dropped it 3 days early on people. Just immediately uploaded it right to YouTube to premiere it so they couldn't stop me. And I think that ended in it being seen by more people. But this film will be light years ahead of Obama Deception number one. You'll be able to give this film to somebody and expose the entire New World Order master plan, who they are, and more importantly, how to stop them. My friends, Alex Jones here to tell you about some of the most important information concerning you and your family's health. Radiation levels have more than doubled in the last 60 years in the Northern Hemisphere. From all of the nuclear testing and radiological accidents, radioactive contamination is now in most of the food supply. There's only two ways to avoid this. Move south of the equator or properly protect your thyroid with Nascent Iodine. Looking to protect my family, I've done deep research. Nascent Iodine is the purest, cleanest, absolute best form of iodine to protect yourself and your family. It's made right here in the USA, completely non-GMO. I searched out the best quality and now have developed a double-strength form of Nascent Iodine, exclusively available at InfoWarsLife.com. Nascent Iodine is on record as one of the only safe ways to detox from fluoride poisoning. Survival Shield Nascent Iodine. Secure your super high-quality Nascent Iodine today at InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
Hello, I'm Steve Shank. Everybody's heard the statement that what you don't know can't hurt you. But truth is, what you don't know is the only thing that can hurt you. For example, you might not know how our country's wars can hurt you. Japanese radiation and the Gulf oil spill are destroying your seafood. People don't understand how America's 50-year worst drought is hurting them. Our natural disaster experience has proven relief organizations can't take care of the victims. And there's the huge question of how the government will feed all the people that it's promised to feed with no food. What if we made the whole country into one big neighborhood where we take care of each other by taking care of ourselves? Here's the plan. For every new EPAC 60-day food supply that you order, eFoods Direct will send a 7-day food supply to each of two families in your name, free of charge. Go to eFoodsDirect.com or call 800-876-0871. 800-876-0871. eFoodsDirect.com.
Hi, this is John Greenhut, the CEO of PowerSwabs, and I know how important a great smile is in business and with loved ones. Having a great smile will increase the odds that your loved ones will get closer to you, and in business, that you'll impress that client. A recent study of 2,000 people said you can look up to 13 years younger if you have whiter teeth. If you want to erase yellow stained teeth in just 5 minutes a day, then try PowerSwabs. What makes PowerSwabs better is that it works on natural teeth and veneers. There's no messy strip or trays that you have to leave in your mouth for an hour. Just swab your teeth for 5 minutes and you're done. In 5 minutes, you'll see an average of 2 shades whiter teeth, and in 7 days, 6 shades. Call now and try it risk-free. Dial 1-800-960-9553. That's 1-800-960-9553. I guarantee your friends and coworkers will notice your new white smile. Get it risk-free. 1-800-960-9553. That's 1-800-960-9553.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Well, the head of the International Monetary Fund, an above-the-law swindler who's tax-exempt but lobbies to make Europeans work 7 days a week and pay her more banker bailout money. She says there's about to be an epic-scale change, basically an implosion in the economy. So we're going to be talking to economist and fund manager Peter Schiff at the bottom of the hour. He's been very accurate in his predictions. Dr. Steve Pachinik on the naval yard being a false flag from his intel, former head of black ops, basically in the Carter administration. He's going to be joining us. Of course, he's the guy that told you the bin Laden raid was fake. Now Cy Hurst says it's fake. That's big news, by the way. That's why I keep talking about that. We're going to get into the public execution of a woman. They lied. She didn't shoot at him, didn't have a gun. They ran to her house saying they wanted to find anti-government material. Couldn't find that. And it was police reportedly, now the witnesses and video show, smashing into barricades, running over things, driving down the road straight and just running into barricades for no reason. Like lemmings off the edge of a cliff, just societal insanity, standing ovations in the House and Senate, just worshiping the police killing her. They should have just shot her tires out or let her go and let her settle down. I mean, it's a woman. They look in the window, see a woman with a 3-year-old child, and then she drives off, so they shoot her. And then they call themselves heroes. The police chief now coming out in D.C., the woman that wears like a third world dictator uniform, she is calling them heroes. She said no one can doubt that their actions were heroic. Well, they're so desperate looking for terrorists, looking for resistance. And they had a drill with Army and Marine Corps checkpoints. And Don Salazar, from a tip, found that last night. It turned out in that area. And that's why we started saying we believe it's a checkpoint. It turned out it was a checkpoint with Army and Marines there to acclimate everyone. And the woman pulls up and sees this, runs off, may have bumped a checkpoint. Now it's a checkpoint she might have run into. And so they killed her. They killed her. In North Korea, I mean, District of Criminals, Mordor on the Potomac, they killed the lady. Now, on a side issue, Mark Dice was supposed to be on the Tonight Show last night with Jay Leno. You always hear this stuff. You know, he was actually there last night, but his segment didn't air. I've been contacted by some of their folks saying they want me on, and I haven't been on. But it doesn't matter. They're the old media. We're the new media. But it shows how controlled it is. I'm told Jay Leno is a listener by his people, and I can tell he's criticized Obama. So I'm not attacking Jay Leno. The point is that these things really are canned, even when you're told it's taped to air. But that's a side issue. The reason we wanted to get Mark on is last night I saw his video. Watson did a story on it today. It's up on InfoWars.com. Video, Obama supporters don't know what party Obama is affiliated with. We're going to go to this video and then get some comments from Mark Dice.
What political party is President Obama affiliated with?
I think he's a Democrat. He's a Republican. I don't know. I really don't care.
No, it's not important, man. We got weed to smoke.
Exactly. How'd you know?
Hey, what political party is Barack Obama affiliated with?
God, I don't know.
Come on, seriously?
I don't know, man.
We're talking about the Lord Barack Obama.
Uh-huh.
What political party is he affiliated with, the Messiah?
I would think the Democrat Party, I guess.
Is that a guess, or do you
guess?
Know?
Yeah, I don't got time, man. Appreciate it.
Oh, okay. Don't have time.
Are you serious?
Yes.
What political party?
Yes.
Democrat.
Oh. Well, we're just checking with you.
I don't know. I think he's the best ideas.
He's a part of the best ideas political party.
Okay.
I'd say he's Barack Obama is affiliated with the Republican Party.
Oh, we're just checking. We're doing some surveys on the pulse of America. Find out how brain dead everybody is.
See what's happening is
people are brain dead. That's what's happening.
Well, not people, but President Obama.
He's brain dead too.
Well, yeah.
He's an intelligent con man. But the average American is a zombie and doesn't know what anything. The average American's a zombie. He doesn't really know what political party he stands for.
Right. Well, that's true.
I would agree. Yeah. You agree from experience?
From experience.
Yeah. Talking about the Lord Obama, President Obama.
By the way, a lot of these people are well dressed.
What political party is he affiliated with?
Well, I don't really know.
You don't even know?
I'm sorry.
Are you an American citizen?
Yes, I do.
Oh, and okay. Are you sure you got some kind of?
It's not like he's outside a mental institution or something.
No,
I mean, this is
over. Citizen, no.
At UT or downtown Austin,
political party
or in South Congress, they're this dumb.
Messiah.
We've done the videos.
No.
Thank you for being informed.
No problem. Okay.
Okay. Thanks, zombie. What party is the president a part of?
Oh, I don't know. Isn't he like a Democrat or something?
You're just guessing.
Yeah.
You just say you don't
guessing.
Know.
I don't.
We're just checking.
Thanks.
What party is Barack Obama affiliated with?
Just one of those.
Huh?
Just one of those.
One of those.
This isn't really on the air, is it? I have nothing good to say. Oh, I'm sorry.
You don't know what political party he's affiliated with?
I'm not sure. what he's affiliated with.
Look at the sewage coming out right behind her.
Who he's affiliated with.
Satan, he's affiliated
with. They dump raw sewage out there, and everybody swims in it.
It's a mouthpiece of Satan.
Right there, I've been at that beach.
Is that right?
They dump lightly treated sewage out.
Tell me more about that.
Right over her shoulder is sewage pouring out.
The Illuminati, and he's paving the path for the Antichrist to come.
So there you go. You can check it out at InfoWars.com. We have links to a bunch of his videos. And Mark, you said that you show everybody, and this is really what happened out there as they swim in the sewage as well. Mark Dice joining us via audio Skype.
Thank you. The videos are cut short. I mean, I fill up a signature panel of maybe 16, 14 signatures. And to make the video so it's not so redundant and repetitive, I cut them to about 3 or 4 or 5 minutes. But they could be 10 minutes long. Most of the people, the petition signers, the videos that you've seen about me getting people to sign these Orwellian, Huxleyan, idiocracy petitions that nobody in their right mind should even consider even looking at. And these people just sign them. What I'm demonstrating is that the politicians, how they abuse people through the power of suggestion, through repetition, through portraying the aura of authority. It's obviously, I just approach these people and just use the keywords. And we support Obama, and their brain literally shuts off. I mean, we're living, as you know, we're living in the idiocracy, Orwellian, Huxleyan circus that's just kind of a combination. I mean, Orwell himself wrote that, you know, every citizen, the beliefs, the habits, the tastes, the emotional attitudes, the characteristics of our time are designed to sustain the mystique of the party and prevent the true nature of present-day society from being perceived. And, I mean, that's what we have. The only people who don't sign the petition videos are the people who just know what we're doing or just don't want to be bothered by a petition signer. But you can see the disdain in my face for the people. People ask how I don't crack up and start laughing.
It's very sad, actually. We got 90% of Austinites, including a guy that said he was a chemical engineer, to sign a form to ban dihydrogen monoxide, which, of course, is water. And we've also got the majority of them, it was, again, about 9 out of 10, who called to put gun owners in FEMA camps. I mean, this is what they do. As long as you say, for Obama, we're going to put gun owners in slave camps. They go, yes, I want slave camps.
And they'll sign their name, birth date, and signature to it. I could probably get their social security numbers if I really wanted to.
What these are is flaming authoritarians, Mark.
They want to help. They're so lazy. These are probably people that were too lazy to get off of their couch and go and actually vote. So if you just stick a petition in front of their face, they feel like they're helping. They want to support the power structure. And I mean, the reason that we're in this idiocracy, as you know, as much as the audience knows, is because this is the Illuminati plan to dumb everybody down so that the small middle class of hardworking, educated, old-fashioned Americans are the ones that are going to get all of their wealth sucked away by this socialist system that they're setting up, so that the it's like an ineptocracy. The people who don't work and refuse to work are rewarded with the fruits of the labor of those who
do
work.
And you notice they always have that arrogant attitude. They don't know what party it's in, but they can dismiss you. They get, as long as they act arrogant, they're still winners. That's the main spirit they have, is the arrogance and the love of their ignorance. It is their weapon. It is their power.
The cell phones, you know, laughter is the best medicine. So I'm trying through these videos to shake people and to have people share the videos with their friends and family to sort of wake up, because we've fallen asleep at the wheel. The Americans have become hypnotized and mesmerized by their smartphones.
I agree. Listen, we're out of time, Mark. We're going to get you back on for a full hour soon to really go through your videos and talk about the world. But in 1 minute, tell us what happened with Jay Leno last night. Just as an example of how behind the scenes, behind the curtain.
You know, I was up there with some friends, and I just randomly happened to be chosen in the audience to ask Jay a question for the Ask Jay Anything segment. So they have their pre-approved scripted questions. So I read the question. I said, yeah, I'll ask that. It'll be fun, you know. And they said, okay, look, if you got to ask the question, we're going to edit and retape and all this stuff. So it was nice. They didn't know who I was, but after the fact, they asked for my name and, you know, what I do. And it was just a funny question, and he had a canned response. And last night when the show aired, my little quick 30-second little segment just mysteriously was edited out of the show. I think because the producers probably after the fact went and looked me up and realized, like, oh, man, we can't have Mark
on
the show.
Sure, of course. I mean, my point is it shows the dinosaur nature of the old media, because I've been behind the scenes a lot as well. It really is all scripted. They wanted me on The View to script what I was going to say, and I basically played along with it. Same thing with CNN. And then, of course, I just go on there and do whatever I want. But, Mark, great to have you on. Thank you so much. And your story's up on DrudgeReport.com. If folks want to see that, it's video. Obama supporters don't know what party Obama is affiliated with. We'll continue to watch to see what the zombies do next. Great job, Mark.
Appreciate it, Alex. Keep up the great work.
He is the zombie slayer. He exposes them and shows how happy they are in their ignorance.
Now, an important sponsored message for men only from GetEDSolutions.com. Men who were formerly taking ED medication are now reporting that a secret underground video has restored their male performance better than pills. These men say this secret underground video is bringing back the male performance and sensation they've been missing for years, and it's working better than pills.
Things are so much better now. Everything kind of came back overnight. My girlfriend is very happy.
I purchased your product yesterday, and it was fantastic.
I have used your system for about 3 weeks and am already seeing great results.
The owner of this video has reported the overwhelming bandwidth costs may necessitate his taking this video down. Don't miss watching this urgent video on fixing male performance while it's still up at GetEDSolutions.com. There may only be hours left, so watch now at GetEDSolutions.com. GetEDSolutions.com. GetEDSolutions.com.
Alex Jones here. And I want to tell you about a longtime friend of the show, My Patriot Supply. As you might remember, this is the company that stood up to the DHS and exposed FEMA's secret plan to begin hoarding emergency survival food. It has always been my belief that it's key to stand behind companies who share the same values as their fellow patriots. My Patriot Supply brings us their exclusive Patriot Pantry brand, along with many other fine preparedness products. I personally store and use their high-quality products. It tastes great, and it's easy to store for up to 25 years. For a limited time, you can save $50 instantly on a 4-week supply of food, along with other special offers. Visit MyPatriotSupply.com/Alex today. With the New World Order making rapid advances on every front, it is essential to prepare with My Patriot Supply today.
A healthy digestive system supports a healthy immune system. And a healthy immune system protects you against infections and disease. Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse, available at Terraganics.com, is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic and is gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM1 contains 3 groups of beneficial microbes and enzymes to cleanse and remove toxins, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, and aids in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free, is non-GMO, has all natural certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is never freeze-dried. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com. TerraGanix.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM1, the raw probiotic.
You know about RVs, you've heard about bunkers, but surviving is not recreation, and man wasn't made to live underground. Introducing Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid survival bug-out house that's mobile, well-equipped, and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Go to survivalistcamps.com to learn more. That's survivalistcamps.com, providing your basic needs to survive. Survivalistcamps.com.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Schiff, economist, successful brokerage company owner, fund manager. He's going to be joining us to talk about the state of the world economy for about 15 minutes in the next segment. And it ties into global economy is in epic change as the head of the IMF. They're experiencing transitions on an epic scale, the International Monetary Fund manager director said today, warning that turbulence in emerging markets could knock out up to one percentage point of their growth. And they're talking about taper talk with the U.S. Federal Reserve. But Schiff has accurately predicted that, well, he's predicted a lot of things. And here's a couple minutes from a video. Peter Schiff is right, part two. Here it is.
Ben Bernanke is out there trying to lay the foundation now for more QE because he knows that he can never taper. He's just
bluffing. This is August 1st.
Tell the market the truth.
We do expect that there's going to be a taper tomorrow, correct?
Oh, we do.
And he said they wouldn't taper.
By QE, dies by QE. And, you know, people are starting to factor in tapering. And if the Fed tapers, this market's going a lot lower. I don't think they're going to taper. I think they're just bluffing. I think it's all talk. I think the Fed knows that they've built this phony economy, and they're going to keep inflating it. So they're going to keep talking about tapering, and they're going to talk about why they're going to do it in the future, but why they're not going to do it right now. But they're going to keep making up excuses why they can't do it. And if they actually do taper, they're going to be untapering very quickly, and that's going to be very problematic for their credibility.
Oh, my God.
Marie, I think the most amusing thing I've heard today is that the Fed is doing a fake-out on all of
this. And they all laugh at him.
The FOMC expected to, by some at least, to taper its $85 billion monthly bond purchases by $10 billion. Economists expect the Fed to begin cutting the $85 billion that it buys in bonds and mortgages every month by about $10
billion. I say they'll cut the money printing by about $10 billion, moving down to $75 billion a month.
Markets expect a taper from the Federal Reserve, and actually a little bit bigger than I would have thought, but their average is $15
billion. By the way, Dr. Roberts said they weren't going to taper, too. All of our guests are right. They're all wrong.
$14.5 billion to be taken off the table. Now, J.P. Morgan analysts have been the most hawkish out there. They're predicting the central bank could taper bond purchases by as much as $20
billion. By the way, J.P. Morgan runs Bernanke. This was all a big sucker.
$15, 10 from treasury purchases and 5 from mortgage.
It's about suckering the public.
Goldman Sachs, though, is staying in the middle of the road, predicting $10 to $15 billion worth of tapering.
I think, you know, when the Fed gets a good look at what's happening with oil prices, what's happening with stock prices going down now, real estate prices now turning south, corporate earnings going
there
down.
He is.
I think the employment picture is going to darken. I think this is another reason for the Fed not to taper.
That's August 27th, weeks before
the market,
they
from a
announced
decline,
that they
is going to be all the new inflation,
going to taper.
The fact that the tapering talk is put back to sometime next year, and then again they'll come up with another excuse why they can't taper.
You're already seeing the anticipation of the Fed taking the training wheels off the economy.
Even though I believe the Fed's going to do more QE, and even if they make the mistake, you know, in their mind of tapering in September, which I don't think they're going to do, but even if they do that, they're going to have to undo it probably by the first quarter of 2014 and really open up the monetary spigots even further. But I don't think it's what they should do. What they should do is stop all QE, and they should start shrinking their balance sheet. But what they should do and what I think they're going to do are two entirely different things.
Right.
Because the Fed is going to act for political reasons, short-term expediency. They will never do what's right for the long-term health of the U.S. economy.
Well, whatever. You know, the Fed has worked pretty hard to get to this position. That is, they've set themselves up to begin the taper. They wouldn't begin if they didn't expect they were going to be able to continue. But, you know, there may be something in the statement that surprises people.
Mm-hmm.
Or maybe the magnitude of the tapering will surprise people.
Federal Reserve decision. What are we getting, Steve Leisman?
No taper. The Federal Reserve did not taper. $40 billion per month in mortgage-backed securities.
September 18th, no taper.
Will continue to be purchased. The Fed says, taking into account fiscal restraint.
He said back in August, weeks before, they would not taper.
But it decided to await more evidence that progress will be sustained before adjusting the purchases.
Wow, no taper. Just to reiterate here, the Federal Reserve surprising most
all right,
everybody
that's enough.
Out there. Plus,
and for folks that don't know, not tapering means an acceleration of printing money, putting us more in debt, and devaluing the value of currencies all over the world, not just the dollar. And this gives the big banks to get the 0% interest and all the rest of it a big leg up on the rest of the economy. Then they loan it out to governments, individuals for 5, 10, 15, 20, 30% interest or more. And so it's free money to the insiders. It's counterfeiting. And they suckered the public on purpose. and said that they were going to taper, and Dr. Roberts and many other guests, but especially Schiff, accurately predicted that they would indeed not taper and actually accelerate it next year. Because they're going to destroy us either way, but this way they get the benefit while destroying us. So they're going to continue to print like the Weimar Republic.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
My friends, Alex Jones here to tell you about some of the most important information concerning you and your family's health. Radiation levels have more than doubled in the last 60 years in the Northern Hemisphere from all of the nuclear testing and radiological accidents. Radioactive contamination is now in most of the food supply. There's only two ways to avoid this. Move south of the equator or properly protect your thyroid with nascent iodine. Looking to protect my family, I've done deep research. Nascent iodine is the purest, cleanest, absolute best form of iodine to protect yourself and your family. It's made right here in the USA, completely non-GMO. I searched out the best quality and now have developed a double-strength form of nascent iodine, exclusively available at InfoWarsLife.com. Nascent iodine is on record as one of the only safe ways to detox from fluoride poisoning. Survival Shield Nascent Iodine. Secure your super high-quality nascent iodine today at InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
I miss going to my grandson's baseball games. I always felt tired. My body felt achy. Feet were always swollen. But since I've discovered Heart and Body Extract, now I won't miss a single game.
There are so many things a person could do if they felt better. And with Heart and Body Extract, you'll have the increased vitality and energy to do those things. Heart and Body Extract is a nutritional supplement and has an exclusive formula of wild-crafted and organic herbs. That's 100% natural with no preservatives. It supports a strong, healthy heart, clean, clear arteries, balanced cholesterol levels, warm hands and feet, and healthy blood pressure and blood sugar levels. Heart and Body Extract has helped many thousands of people worldwide see results in as little as 2 to 3 weeks. So be happy and be healthy and make a difference in your life. To order, visit hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305.
Hello, I'm Steve Shank. Everybody's heard the statement that what you don't know can't hurt you. But truth is, what you don't know is the only thing that can hurt you. For example, you might not know how our country's wars can hurt you. Japanese radiation and the Gulf oil spill are destroying your seafood. People don't understand how America's 50-year worst drought is hurting them. Our natural disaster experience has proven relief organizations can't take care of the victims. And there's the huge question of how the government will feed all the people that it's promised to feed with no food. What if we made the whole country into one big neighborhood where we take care of each other by taking care of ourselves? Here's the plan. For every new EPACH 60-day food supply that you order, eFoods Direct will send a 7-day food supply to each of 2 families in your name, free of charge. Go to eFoodsDirect.com or call 800-876-0871. 800-876-0871. eFoodsDirect.com.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation, it's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
The danger zone. We're going to be talking to expert investor, head of Euro Pacific Capital, economist von Meesingen, I guess you could call him, brain Peter Schiff, who we just played that video of them making fun of him, laughing at him weeks before, a month before, on all these shows, CNBC, you name it, saying that they were going to have tapering, and he said, no, they're not. And I, of course, agreed with him, and many others did, but the mainstream media totally disagreed with him. We're going to get him to talk about that prediction that came true, like most of his predictions do, unfortunately. I wish he was wrong about stuff, because it's scary. And then what he sees in the future, the government shut down all of it, with Peter Schiff here in just a moment. First off, some of the headlines up on InfoWars.com. Uncontrollable laughing or crying? you might need an SSRI. Now, the drug companies write the psychological guidelines now, so if you laugh a lot, well, that's a mental illness. Obamacare, day four, users still can't log in. Mission accomplished, destroy the economy, Cloward and Piven. FBI cordon off neighborhood to search executed driver's condo for anti-government material. Don't find any, and no weapons, so they can't blame libertarians. We have video of Obama supporters who don't know what party he's in. Every one of them but one lady. This is the mind of total ignorance and slaves. That is just some of what we're going to be breaking down. Also, getting into the government shutdown, they've now wired shut and barricaded the World War II Memorial that's been privately paid for and administered, just like Mount Vernon. Military keeps Camp David open, halts NFL baseball coverage to the troops. Park Service tries shutting down privately run inn. A ranger goes public, says we've been told to make life as difficult for people as we can. It's disgusting. He'll get audited or fired. Debt ceiling fight, dates to founding fathers. That's some of the news up on DrudgeReport.com. So that's the news we'll be breaking down after Peter Schiff leaves us at 50 after. And then we've got Dr. Steve Pachinik coming on to talk about geopolitics on this Friday edition. Peter, thanks for coming on. I know you're a busy guy. So much happening. Let's get into your prediction where you said on record they're not going to taper and they laughed at you and attacked you. How were you so sure?
Well, remember, Alex, I first started saying there would be no taper the day that Ben Bernanke first discussed it. So I knew he was bluffing from the beginning. And in fact, Ben Bernanke never actually came out and said, we're going to taper. He always said, depending on the data. So he left himself an out. And even though he knew the market was expecting a taper and all these Fed officials kept coming out talking about taper, they did nothing to diffuse that expectation because their real plan is to try to pretend that there's a way out of this, that they have an exit strategy, that they can taper when they know it's impossible because the entire phony recovery that they're basing the ability to taper on will go away the minute they taper. The whole, you know, they can't taper without destroying the economy. But unfortunately, if they don't taper, eventually they destroy the economy anyway, even worse.
That's right. Break down for the layperson out there what tapering is, what QE Unlimited is, and give us your forecast on where you see the world economy going.
Well, right now, the Federal Reserve has got interest rates at zero because we have so much debt. That's the highest we can afford to pay. And the Federal Reserve is buying $85 billion worth of U.S. Treasuries and mortgage debt every month. In fact, it's actually over $90 billion because the Fed is reinvesting the interest it earns on the bonds and mortgages that it already owns. And because the Fed is buying all this debt, that makes it possible for the government to sell the debt without interest rates going up. That's the only thing keeping this house of cards economy going. But if Ben Bernanke takes away even some of that support, interest rates will rise beyond our ability to afford it. In fact, in his press conference, when he didn't taper, he told everybody that the reason he wasn't doing that was because rates had gone up and he didn't want rates to go up anymore. But the reason rates went up is because he threatened to taper. But now because he threatened to taper, he can't actually carry out the threat because tapering means higher interest rates. Now, of course, eventually interest rates are going to skyrocket when the dollar crashes, and then, you know, then this party's over.
You have accurately, in the decade plus I've been listening and watching your work and having you on the show and also tune in when I can to Schiff Radio that you do almost every day, breaking down where we're going, and over again, you've turned out to be accurate. Give us an idea on where the economy is now in specifics and what you expect to happen by the middle of next year.
Well, where it is now, it's a disaster in the making. It's a gigantic bubble. We're in worse shape economically than we were just before the 08 financial crisis. I mean, we're in worse shape than we were in at the peak of the NASDAQ bubble in 2000. We're in worse shape than we were going into the Great Depression in the 1930s. So it is a complete disaster. That is why the powers in Washington at the Fed are doing everything they can to postpone the day of reckoning because we've got a lot to reckon with. But the problem is the longer they postpone it, the worse the problems are going to be. because we make them bigger when we postpone them, so now it's going to be even worse. Now, whether the chickens come home to roost by the middle of next year or not, it's hard to say. You know, we've got this manufactured debt ceiling crisis coming up. If they don't raise the debt ceiling, then we're going to have a crisis sooner, because the minute we can't go deeper into debt, then we've got to admit that we're broke, and then we're going to have a big problem. But what they're probably going to do is increase the debt ceiling and postpone the problem. But, you know, when President Obama comes out and says we have to raise the debt ceiling because America always pays his bills, he's lying. The reason we have to raise the debt ceiling is because we never pay our bills. That's why we've got $17 trillion in debt. We need to raise the debt ceiling so we can borrow more money instead of paying our bills. In fact, the president lied more. He gave a speech yesterday, and he actually said that raising the debt ceiling doesn't increase the debt, that it doesn't lead to more debt, when that's exactly what it does. We can only borrow more money if we raise the debt ceiling. And that's exactly what we're going to do, because paying our bills is impossible. So we have to borrow money and hope nobody figures out how broke we are. But of course, we keep telling everybody how broke we are. They got to figure it out eventually. And then it's not about our willingness to borrow. It's about the world's willingness to lend. And when the world doesn't want to lend anymore, then that's it.
Now, understanding this for, again, the common person out there, I almost don't want to ask you what you would do as a solution, because we know they're not going to do that. They're going to keep driving the ship in the same direction. But briefly, what would you do to try to reverse this or mitigate it? Can it be mitigated, A, but B, more importantly, because we know they're not going to listen to you or other sound economists or minds that are following real free market economics, they're following this crony system where this mafia just won't give it up and admit they're wrong because it enriches them. Where is it really going? What will it look like? How bad will it be with 101 million people in the U.S. on some form of food assistance?
Yeah, well, look, it can be mitigated, but only if we deal with it sooner rather than later, and if we apply market-oriented solutions to the problem, not government solutions. But it's still going to hurt. Look, I want to rip the Band-Aid off quickly. Right now, they're peeling it off slowly. I mean, obviously, it's going to hurt for a second if we rip the Band-Aid off, but we've got to do it. You know, so what we've got to do is go cold turkey on all this debt. It means the Fed has to stop quantitative easing and start selling the bonds it holds. It has to allow interest rates to rise to a market level. And when that happens, we're going to have to deal with the fact that we're broke. That means we can't pay back all the money that we've promised. People are going to take losses. Government promised a lot of things to a lot of people. It can't keep these promises. So a lot of people are going to be disappointed. Some banks are going to fail. We can't bail them out. Some companies are going to fail. Some people are going to lose their jobs. Unfortunately, this has to happen. But people have to lose the wrong jobs so they can get the right jobs. Our economy is so screwed up right now based on years and years of artificially low interest rates. We consume too much. We borrow too much. We don't save enough. We don't produce enough. We have huge trade deficits. These are unsustainable. They need to be corrected. The correction involves some short-term pain. But if we can couple that with significant tax relief and spending reductions and sound money, then we can make the bitter tasting medicine go down a little smoother. But more importantly, it'll work. We'll be able to create a real lasting recovery that will benefit everybody. If we keep numbing the pain with government stimulus, the disease gets worse, and ultimately it's going to be fatal.
An analogy of this is people like organic food, high quality food, they start buying it. And then over time, everybody starts buying it, so it actually brings more competition in, and then organic food prices go way down from what they were just 15 years ago. That's how a free market voting with dollars changes things. But by select insiders having unlimited trillions to put into areas they want, it destroys competition, enriches groups that aren't competitive, and really screws up the society and creates, I think, the type of mass degeneration we see happening. But, Peter, let me ask you this question. If we've got 50 million people on food stamps, roughly, 100 plus million on food assistance, half the public on government dependency one way or the other, what is going to happen? This is the biggest, most wrecked government in history, according to my research. Correct me if I'm wrong from your perspective. And I'm really worried because the collectivists with Cloward and Piven say they just want to collectivize things. It's their plan to wreck things and then have the answer be total government. We may be looking at a Soviet Union-style event here where they absolutely put you and I, you know, to work on some type of forced labor or something.
Well, that is the slippery slope that we're on. Those are the dangers of democracy that our founding fathers warned us about when they gave us a republic and challenged us to keep it. Unfortunately, we didn't meet that challenge. And yes, there are a significant number of voters who are bought and paid for by the government. They're voting for benefits. They're voting for theft. And anybody who threatens to take away what's being stolen and redistributed to them is going to lose. But I don't know if we've hit the critical mass yet. We still have a significant number of Americans who are working for a living and paying all the taxes. I know our numbers are diminishing every day as the government makes it more lucrative to jump into the cart and stop pulling it. But we have to do something quickly before we're totally outnumbered. And of course, you know, everybody has been educated or indoctrinated in government schools. The electorate is not that bright, unfortunately, in the United States, and they're easily taken in by these left-wing promises of prosperity flowing from government, when the only thing that has ever worked at creating prosperity, particularly for the poor and the middle class, is freedom, is capitalism. It's not a government program or a handout that makes people rich. It's the freedom of entrepreneurs to come up with ideas and then implement those ideas by creating businesses that produce the goods and services that we all enjoy. Enjoy and provide the employment opportunities that we need to be able to afford them.
We have the head of Euro-Pacific Capital, Peter Schiff, with us. He's also a syndicated talk show host here on the network with us today. Peter, I want to look at the big picture here because you just alluded to it. They are delivering 7,000-plus armored vehicles to local police. They are buying millions of rounds of ammo. The Army manuals that came out a month ago from Judicial Watch actually say the Founding Fathers were bad. The Park Service has been ordered to be mean to people during the shutdown. Jerry Brown's announced driver's license for illegal aliens and says they're going to flood the country and bring in Cloward and Piven. They are consciously trying to bankrupt things. What do we do when we're facing organized criminal government?
Well, this whole shutdown is being orchestrated to try to convince Americans that the worst thing that can happen is that the government shuts down. I mean, in fact, it would be great if the government actually was shut down. Unfortunately, so much of the government is still operating. That is our problem. And the problem is the shutdown is temporary. They're going to start it all back up again. And they're also trying to create this false sense of fear that if we don't raise the debt ceiling, that the economy is going to collapse, as if our prosperity depends on ever-increasing debt. When it's the opposite, what we really need is to shut down the government to stop borrowing money so that we can free up the country. But yeah, you're right. I mean, this is going to be very difficult. I do fear that the situation that they are going to produce could lead to civil unrest. It could lead to martial law. It could lead to price controls with runaway inflation and shortages of basic necessities like food and energy. And yeah, and then what is the government going to be doing with all that ammunition?
Peter, in closing here, I wanted to bring up what the IMF's head just said in the Financial Times of London this morning, that they're facing an epic scale challenge and worldwide decline in growth. Her answer, of course, is more government, more taxes, more regulations, and then she's exempt from those taxes, famously under EU rules. What is she getting at there?
Well, this is what governments do. This is what the statists do. They inject themselves into the free market. They screw things up. And now you have problems. And now they say, you see, capitalism doesn't work. We need more government because capitalism has failed because we have all these problems. And they don't accept responsibility for having caused those problems. The real solution is to unwind government's involvement in the free market so that the free market can fix the problems that the government created. That's what the free market does. It improves the standard of living for everybody. It increases the abundance of resources and consumer goods. It raises our standard of living.
And that's a historical fact, but I've had communist and socialist and government people tell me point blank they know that privately, but they want control. When are people going to understand? These aren't bleeding heart, well-meaning liberals and neocons that work with them. These are people that see their empire growing through government. They're gangsters. Yeah. They're not producers.
That's the problem, is freedom and capitalism appeals to your intellect. What the snake oil salesmen are peddling from the left, socialism, appeals to greed and envy, emotion, they tug at your heartstrings. That's what it's all about. But anybody that stops and think, anybody that can rationally analyze what's going on, understands where wealth is coming from and what destroys wealth. Where the roadblocks to prosperity come from. But unfortunately, yes, there are people that want power, and the easy path to power is to promise something for nothing and blame the greedy capitalists for everybody's problems, because they know that's the easiest way to get at that voter's emotions, get at his greed, get at his envy, tug at his heartstrings, and get elected. And it's a difficult message, because the conservatives, the libertarians, they have to win the minds of the voters, and that's a lot more difficult than their emotions.
You're right. Schiffradio.com. Peter Schiff, economist, joins us, very accurate with his predictions, being laughed at, but you notice he was smiling during those interviews because he knew the fix was in. We got about 45 seconds left. Let me ask you this. Are we in a deep global recession, or is it really a depression, and is it getting worse?
Well, I think the U.S. has been in depression or recession the entirety of the Obama presidency. I think it's going to be a depression, but it's not going to be global. I think when the dollar collapses and the rest of the world stops wasting all their resources, propping up our economy, buying our debt, selling us products that we can't pay for, I think you're going to have a global economic boom outside the United States. I just hope one day we're smart enough to join in on it by adopting
some free
market principles.
I agree. Is this the end of the American empire then?
Well, I think temporarily, yes. Is it the end forever? I hope not. I hope we can reclaim our former glory. But to do that, we're going to have to reclaim the values that we abandoned. And those are the ones that the founding fathers wrote into our Constitution,
right,
not the ones that we're following now.
An empire of liberty and ideas, not of force. God bless you. Thank you, Peter Schiff. We'll be right back with breaking news. Thank you. Have an amazing interview. That guy knows what he's talking about. Wow.
You are now in the crosshairs. The NSA and the FBI are treating you like a criminal and monitoring your every move. Ron Paul said recently, "The evidence of the totalitarian nature of this government is on display undeniably every day. What's taking place right now is a coup and the destruction of the Constitution. Fortunately, there is something you can do about it. Learn how to be invisible, lock down your privacy, and even disappear forever. Go to privacylockdown.com to learn how. That's privacylockdown.com.
Did you know there are 3 million edible food plants on Earth, and none have the nutritional value of the hemp plant? HempUSA.org offers you hemp protein powder. It does not contain chemicals or THC, is non-GMO, and is 100% gluten-free. Hemp protein powder burns fat, builds muscle, contains 53% protein, and feeds the body the nutrients it needs. Call 888-910-4367 and see what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you. Only at HempUSA.org.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
My friends, Alex Jones here to tell you about some of the most important information concerning you and your family's health. Radiation levels have more than doubled in the last 60 years in the Northern Hemisphere from all of the nuclear testing and radiological accidents. Radioactive contamination is now in most of the food supply. There's only two ways to avoid this. Move south of the equator or properly protect your thyroid with Nascent Iodine. Looking to protect my family, I've done deep research. Nascent Iodine is the purest, cleanest, absolute best form of iodine to protect yourself and your family. It's made right here in the USA, completely non-GMO. I searched out the best quality and now have developed a double-strength form of nascent iodine, exclusively available at InfoWarsLife.com. Nascent iodine is on record as one of the only safe ways to detox from fluoride poisoning. Survival Shield Nascent Iodine. Secure your super high-quality nascent iodine today at InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com. You heard Peter Schiff from Euro-Pacific Capital, a guy that literally came from nowhere with his own brain and has made billions of dollars in the markets studying how they really work, not how the shyster CNBC tries to manipulate their viewers into believing. By the way, the CNBC people up there, they knew they weren't going to taper. All our guests said they weren't going to taper. They're going to accelerate this. They're giving themselves free money, and then we got to pay for it. And Schiff knew that, and he called them on it. And they just sit there loving that they can manipulate. Even the investor class lives in a hall of mirrors with these people. But the analogy, the economic parable, the story of organic food. 20 years ago, tiny little shops, incredibly expensive because there wasn't a big supply chain. Now it has, in all the studies, supplanted GMO food, unless it's school lunches or fast food. But even in the grocery stores, organic food, or slightly organic, they've kind of got it watered down, is supplanting inorganic and GMO. Because people started buying the organic, it built up a system, it allowed more competition, it brought more money in for infrastructure, and now Monsanto's in deep trouble. That's why they want Microsoft head off the board. Bill Gates, one of the main reasons in the news, is that his investments in Monsanto and others, they're just sick of it, pushing his agenda. And so we're winning by voting with our dollars. That's why it's so important in the free market to support InfoWars.com. That's why it's so important to buy the high-quality Pro-Pure water filters, lowest price, 10% off, promo code, the best gravity-fed filters I could find, InfoWarsStore.com. I bring you the best price, best product to then support the First Amendment. Win, 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 win. That's how my brain works. We ordered so many of these that we have the lowest price anywhere on HD car camera that looks like your rearview mirror. It hangs over it, and it is a rearview mirror. These things are $150, $200, $300. We bought so many of them, the first group arrived, that we're selling them for $99. We do have the lowest price on these. See, I'm a free market nut. And watch, we'll end up dominating the retail sales of these after I'm known to be selling them the cheapest. That's how I operate. I'm a free market guy. I'm a capitalist. Sorry. Deal with it. And this way you can surveil the globalists, catch wildlife on video. When a cop's doing something crazy or some crazy person to you, it's not just the cops going crazy. It's the whole public. You need this to protect yourself. HD car camera, super high quality, and I bought tons of these. Only 250 came in as our test group. A whole giant group's coming in. And we've got others branded to InfoWars.com. And those will be coming in a few weeks. But this is the best price we'll ever have on these. Introductory, $99.95, InfoWarsStore.com, the HD car camera. I guarantee it's going to sell out. It's like Home Shopping Network in like probably an hour. The point is we've got 250 of them, InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139. But here's the good news. Even if it sells out and goes to back order, more will be in a week. I'm going to get all our listeners armed with these. Sell them to you at the lowest price. You'll have great footage to protect yourself. Win, 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 win. Just like the nascent Survival Shield iodine, the fluoride detox are on record, highest quality. I got the best lab in the country. It's totally organic. People go, well, iodine's got to be organic anyways. No, most of it's made in labs, folks. By that chemical labs, not organic labs, using nuclear iodine. Go find out at InfoWarsLife.com or call toll-free 888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. And lastly, before we start the next hour and get into all the rest of the news we haven't covered yet, I want to tell you, my friends, about PRIproducts.com. They're incredible folks. Power Research, Inc. Engine power will increase. You will gain better performance. Your fuel will last longer, even if degraded or aged. Your fuel's will gain a three-year shelf life. I think it gives me better gas mileage. Fuel system and engine deposits will be prevented. PRIproducts.com. One word, PRIproducts.com. It's a big, long-established company that the experts use, that the professionals use. PRIproducts.com and their patriots supporting this broadcast. We'll be right back.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
My friends, Alex Jones here to tell you about some of the most important information concerning you and your family's health. Radiation levels have more than doubled in the last 60 years in the Northern Hemisphere from all of the nuclear testing and radiological accidents. Radioactive contamination is now in most of the food supply. There's only two ways to avoid this. Move south of the equator or properly protect your thyroid with nascent iodine. Looking to protect my family, I've done deep research. Nascent iodine is the purest, cleanest, absolute best form of iodine to protect yourself and your family. It's made right here in the USA, completely non-GMO. I searched out the best quality and now have developed a double-strength form of nascent iodine, exclusively available at InfoWarsLife.com. Nascent iodine is on record as one of the only safe ways to detox from fluoride poisoning. Survival Shield Nascent Iodine. Secure your super high-quality nascent iodine today at InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com.